Well, this brief sojourn ended in 1963 when Clapton was sought out by the Yardbirds, an aspiring R&B band who needed a replacement for their guitarist, Tony Tompa. Now, the reputation swiftly established by the Yardbirds was largely centered on Clapton, who has already been nicknamed Slowhand by the partisan crowd at Richmond's Crawdaddy Club. Now, Clapton stayed for 18 months until musical differences interfered. The Yardbirds were taking a more pop-oriented direction. All Clapton wanted to do was play the blues. There are roughly 700 mountain gorillas remaining on Earth. Nearly half live in the forests of the Virunga Mountains in Central Africa. These gorillas live on the green volcanic slopes of Rwanda, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Areas that have seen much human violence from which the gorillas have not escaped unscathed. In both up markets and down, the voice of reason and personal attention your advisor can provide are of tremendous value. And by enlisting professional help, you freed up more time for the things you enjoy. Your financial plan is at the heart of your advisor relationship. While everyone's plan is unique, a financial plan should address four basic elements. How much wealth you have now, your current saving and spending patterns, your financial goals and priorities, a saving and investment strategy that allows you to reach your goals within your risk tolerance. And in 1995, the season began with two more U.S.-based teams becoming part of the CFL family. While during the offseason, the Sacramento Gold Miners were moved to San Antonio and played at the Alamo Dome. The Las Vegas Posse, after a slow inaugural season in 1994, ceased operations. However, the Memphis Mad Dogs and the Birmingham Barracuda spot to five the number of teams in the newly created South Division, while the North Division was comprised of the eight Canadian-based teams. There was the noise of a bolt shot back, and the door opened a few inches, enough to show a long snout and a pair of sleepy, blinking eyes.
"Now the very next time this happens," said a gruff and suspicious voice, "I shall be exceedingly angry. Who is it this time, disturbing people on such a night? Speak up!"
"Oh, Badger," cried the rat. "Let us in, please. It's me, Rat, and my friend Mole, and we've lost our way in the snow."
The two animals tumbled over each other in their eagerness to get inside, and heard the door shut behind them with great joy and relief. In 1950, Jones and Maltese began working on Rabid Fire, a short that changed Daffy Duck's personality forever. Now, they decided to make him a totally different character. Instead of the wacky comic relief character he had been, they turned Daffy into a vain, egomaniacal prima donna wanting to steal the spotlight from Bugs Bunny. Of his versions of Bugs and Daffy, Chuck Jones said, "Bugs is who we want to be. Daffy is who we are."
Hooray for Hollywood, and Screwy Valley, hooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good look.